Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, and welcome to She's Building Her Empire, episode 154. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel, and on today's show, we have Natalie Sorensen. She is a leading success coach and a personal branding mentor for women. She's dedicated to helping mompreneurs shift their money mindset and really discover this infinite possibility. You can check her out. She has an amazing Facebook group called the Mompreneur Club. Natalie, welcome to the show. So happy to have you here today.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you. So today we're going to just kind of dive in a little bit deeper to what you've been doing. But before we do that, share with us a little bit more of your background. How did you get to be, you know, hosting the Mompreneur Club, having all of these women really jumping in and trying to build these crazy successful businesses?
Yes, absolutely. So my story is actually somewhat similar to yours. I started my first business when I was 18. So I've been an entrepreneur for almost 13 years at the age of 31. So my passion has always been for business. There was a huge shift in my life when kids came into the picture because I had this huge limiting belief that you couldn't run a successful business and be an amazing rock star mom. And I had an awesome mom and I desired to be an awesome mom. Mm-hmm. And so I had this huge challenge in front of me that I was going to try to take on both because I knew that entrepreneurship was something that I was going to be able to teach my children, model my children, and I wanted to be a part of our daily life. So the birth of Mompreneur Club came from years of me actually doing that and meeting people all the time saying, how do you do it? How do you do it? You're such an awesome mom, but you're so successful. And so I wanted to share that with other women and just really create a platform and a community where we could do that together, because sometimes entrepreneurship can be a lonely journey or something that you feel like, am I the only one
that's going to do this? Definitely. And you definitely practice what you preach. I mean, I talked to you about coming to something. You're like, let me make sure there's not a cheer competition. So you know you're dedicated when you're looking at the cheer schedule before you can make a commitment to something else. So I do love that about you, and that kind of comes out as well. So, all right, great. So now you've formed the Mompreneur Club. You've got women that you're helping create these businesses. When I think about what you're doing specifically, though, it's definitely branding. It's that whole professional look. So let's talk a little bit about how did you even, you know, come up with your brand? You've got these bright neon colors and everything looks great. So how did you figure out how to do all of that?
So one thing that I'm very, very passionate about is that you don't have to be a hot mess as a mom, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there's definitely times where I'm in my yoga pants and my workout clothes and I'm being cheer mom. But there's also this side of me that still loves to look my best. I love fashion. Mm-hmm. I love style. And so that all formed as a part of my own brand. And I wanted to empower other women to say, hey, if 5-inch heels still have your name, calling you, then do it. And let's make this high-end, luxurious brand that really speaks to you. And it actually feels good to represent yourself online and in person, you know, at different events or things like that, as the person who can still rock all of that stuff. It's not like you have to put those at the top of your closet and say, I once was a has-been. So for me, my brand came completely organic. It doesn't matter if it's summer, winter, spring, fall. I love to wear bright colors. I love to wear bright lipstick. So what I do with my clients is I really channel who are they and what makes them feel their absolute best. So if you want to run this successful million-dollar business, what does that woman look like? Because those things might not even be in your closet today, and we might have to go do some shopping.
And that might be, right? You might be stuck in this rut of, I thought this is what I needed to be like, or this is what I should be doing. So yeah, there might be some changes in your future if you realize that you're not really on the path to where you want to go.
And one thing I hear from people all the time is, well, I'm most comfortable like this. And I always tell people, when you're building your brand, it is not always about comfort, right? So there are things that I do that aren't necessarily comfortable, but when I'm doing them, I feel like an absolute rock star. So I put that into my brand. Can I, you know, chase my kids and wear, you know, some of the outfits that represent my brand? No, but I can definitely hire a sitter, go on a date night and feel amazing with my husband doing that. So it's not always about comfort or convenience. It's really about dreaming big and saying, if I could travel anywhere, if I had a lifestyle, where would I be? What would I be doing? What would I be wearing? What would I be eating? And that's how I really cast this vision for what people's brands will really come to look like. And then I really believe that that's the precursor to success. Because there are some days where you get on your computer and you're looking, you know, kind of at your brand going, I wish I felt like that woman today. But then you go, I am that woman. And you're able to like jump back on the horse and get back on your game.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot about visualization for sure. And you know, it's so funny. Somebody brought up to me the other day, they're like, do you always like get up and do your hair and your makeup and actually put on real clothes? And it's so funny because I said a year ago, I didn't. I was not that woman because Facebook Live didn't exist and I didn't have to get up and get in front of people every day. There were days where I was just, you know, in my own little bubble in my home. And here's why I tell people that this isn't fake. This isn't like inauthentic because when I would take you out for coffee or go out for lunch, I would look like this. And now to me, I am doing that every single day. So I have to look like this when I come here. But yeah, there are days when maybe it's a Sunday, I'm not wearing a, you know, a speck of makeup, yoga pants on, but that's not when I come with my audience, with my community, with my customers, right? Because they are expecting a specific level of that high-end, high-performance look.
Well, I love that. I totally respect that about you. I think you're a superstar whenever it comes to that. But I feel like everybody can connect to their own brand the way that they want to. I'm kind of an all or nothing person. I'm coming to you like with absolute putting all in, or I'm coming to you just real me, which is the real life. And I actually do sprinkle that into my personal brand some. Like, I don't always look like this. I don't always, you know, bring that about 80-20, right? I'm kind of 80-20 with everything, eating, fitness, and even when it comes to me being on brand and, you know, putting my absolute best face forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. Everybody has a different feel, different brand. But for my brand specifically, I know what feels best and what they like as well. But that might not be the same thing for your brand. So that's a really, really great point.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, you know, why is branding so important? And it's because we want to have this like amazing look so we can have these really successful launches. And I know you've done that. So let's kind of dive in a little bit more to all of these launches, how this has happened for you. For me, I kind of watched you all of a sudden just explode and have this crazy, amazing launch. So let's talk a little bit about the work behind that and what it really took to get you there. And I want to know how fast it got you.
Okay, absolutely. I love sharing my story and I'm not afraid to talk money and details. All right. You know that about me. So I actually launched my online business December a year ago. So December of 2015, right before the new year of 2016, I launched my online business. I really wanted to start working with mompreneurs specifically to really grow and expand their income, their impact, and their influence in the world, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to just influence our own children. We still have this desire to create a lot of influence, impact in other people's lives, in our community. And online, there's billions of people that we can have an impact and impression on. So I started that in 2016. Within 6 months, I'd created a six-figure income solely in my coaching business while growing another business as well. So I'd been doing that for about 3.5 years. And so I still had that and I was, you know, creating another stream of income as well. So I did that through private coaching and I launched one group program that I was completely obsessed with shifting people's mindset around, you know, the success that they could create in their life. And it was a ton of fun doing that. Well, in that amount of time, I also learned, you know, a lot of lessons. I screwed up a lot of things. I realized that, you know, there was going to be a lot that I needed to learn technical wise and landing pages and opt-ins and rates and Facebook ads and all these different things that I wasn't really expecting, you know, I was the girl loving, you know, building my brand, and I was learning a lot behind the scenes. I learned that I needed to outsource and I needed to have some help of some people that came a lot easier to. So I was able to do that in that period of time. But after looking at that, I really was thinking about scaling it. How do I create, you know, how do I take this six-figure income in 6 months and say double it? And so that next goal was to complete the year of 2016, have doubling six-figure income. So, you know, past that $200,000 mark. So really what I was staring down in the face was a high-level program that I was going to take entrepreneurs from not knowing how to create an online business or online brand to really getting it executed and out into the world. So it was gonna be about a 3-4 month mentorship program of the person whose number one question is, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do what you just did. All that doesn't make sense to me, right? Mm-hmm. Now, maybe they're on social media. Maybe they have a, you know, great following of friends engaged in their social media, but that really truly isn't an online business. So they were going to have to learn a lot of other stuff. They were going to have to really amp up their game. So that was kind of the creation around that next, what I call my signature program, Born to Stand Out. So the goal for that was to have a six-figure launch. And prior to that, that little mini course that I'd ran, I had had success with it. And I'd also had failures. There was a time where I flipped it on and I was like, okay, it's time for this course to fill up. And I started running my Facebook ads, did a webinar, crickets. And this was a program that I had already had successful people have great, tremendous results with it. And I was going, what the heck, right? So I really dug deep and I was like, okay, what is my number one focus right now? And the number one focus at that point in my business was really to pour into my one-on-one clients. So I brought on a few more one-on-one clients, started working closely with them, and it really kind of brought my like purpose back.
Right.
And
sometimes we lose it. We need to go back to that.
I agree. So I was using my highest zone of genius, pouring into my one-on-one clients. They were getting amazing transformational results. And I was like, okay, now it's time for me to flip the switch on back to my program. So my most successful launch with that mini course was about 14, 15,000. It was not a high-end, high-level course. So for most gurus, right, or even my coach who I was working with, they're like, you're going from something like this to something like this. This is kind of nuts.
But so tell us the price point of the first course and then the price point of the second course at the time of your launch, because maybe
they're not. Okay, great detail. So $597 was the course that I had ran prior. Okay. And the course that I was designing in my signature program was going to be $5,500.
Right. So quite a jump.
Right. So most people were like, that just seems off. And it didn't feel off at all to me. I felt so in alignment with the price, the offering, what I was going to be, you know, pouring into the group. I just really, really felt good about it. And when you do feel good about it and it's in alignment, I'm not saying I didn't have fear or like, I hope I hit it or all these hopes or fears or things that you try to work through during a launch. But I knew that I could hit a six-figure launch if all these other people that I was seeing online could, as well as, you know, put my, you know, self out there as this high level coach that could help somebody create a high level brand, because I knew that I had done that for myself. And so that was my plan and my mission. And I did a 10-day launch. It's not like I left the cart open for this extended period of time and did all these webinars and masterclasses and just like did literally whatever I could and killed myself. I had a 10-day open cart launch. And I surpassed, I think, about 117,000.
Now, these numbers are crazy big, especially when you're saying you've only been in business a little over a year. So let's break this down, because some people are going, but that's her, it's not me. Okay. So why, like, what did you do that most people do not do to hit these really big numbers? Like, what are your strengths that you feel contributed to this success?
So number one, I got really, really clear on what my God-given gifts were that I was going to use within this program. So no bad day or no overwhelming fear can take that away from you, Like, you can take me to the mall with my best friend and I can make her look like $1 million. Like, and I knew that. I've known that ever since I was 12. So I knew that that was something that I was bringing to the table that no one could take from me. You know, no amount of content, no perfect workbook, no perfect, you know, ideal client could take that away from me. And that's a huge part of branding, you know, helping somebody who maybe isn't quite so fashion savvy or whatever the case may be, and making them really build a $1 million brand. And a lot of that's around photography and the way that, you know, you present yourself online. And so that was something that I really, really focused on, was God-given abilities. The second thing that I did is I didn't ever compare myself to other people, although I did let other people's success like light a fire underneath me. Like, I was like, okay, this person can do this, I can do this. And so I did. I had things in my office saying Born to Stand Out will be a 6-figure launch. You know, I will create, you know, 100K plus in the next 30 days, you know, during this whole process of creation. And so I did a ton of visualization. I did a ton of meditation. You know, this idea that you can visualize and really create and manifest what you want in your life is a real thing. And I, you know, had looked up to mentors and coaches that I'd worked with, and they had done that same thing. And they created these amazing success stories that I was looking to do. So it wasn't like I was creating any of these ideas on my own. I was following what I'd seen other people do that I had seen work. So that was another thing that I did, as well as just massive visibility and exposure.
Right.
I had a whole launch series. I did a ton of Facebook Live. I'm not going to discount any of that. Facebook is your best friend when you're trying to get in front of your ideal client. So video highly converts. I invested money in a high-end video that I put on the sales page. And, you know, that was a leap. You know, you're like, okay, I'm at this launch time. You're literally looking for some of that income to come in, but yet you're still spending it all up until the time that you get that first sale. And I remember the time I left church one day and I was like, I've got to hire like an amazing videographer and we've got to get this video shot. And I did it within like a 24-hour period of time, got the video. I spent, you know, a lot of money for what I would consider a 1-minute video, and I put it on that sales page, but I don't ever look back and say that any of those things weren't, were not necessary, because it was actually a, you know, it was compiling all of those things.
Right. Every little piece.
What I invested in, you know, designing the pages, the copy, you know, working with high level people, I've invested a lot in it. But I also think that that's part of the key to success. Sometimes when you pin yourself up against the wall with all these investments,
you gotta make it work.
You make it work. You bring that energy, your ability to deliver your belief. It's like, you better believe this is gonna work. Can't not work. I think that that's I would recommend it to anybody looking to be really successful. You know, hire a high-end coach, hire a really expensive copywriter, you know, put yourself in a position where your launch can't fail. And all of a sudden you show up in a whole nother way.
Yeah. And you know, I've been telling people too, stop spending money on the online courses unless they include the coach with it, because you need that accountability. You need somebody to be there helping you, right? All of that really, really matters. Now, another thing that you brought up that is such a good point is you spent a lot of money before you brought in a lot of money. And I always hear my coaching clients say like, well, I'm kind of maxed out, so I'm not going to spend any more until I start making some. But to me, you have to really spend some money in this business to get it coming back to you. Would you agree?
I agree. So I loved what you said about the point of online courses as opposed to coaching. Here's my belief on that. If you're in learn mode, you soak up all that energy. You buy courses. You learn to really find where you want to go. If you're in activity mode, if you're ready to go, that's when you have to jump in with both feet and, you know, have a live coach, have a coaching program, have a high level, like something that makes you feel really uncomfortable. I remember the time that I hired my first really high level private coach. And I remember that day, the whole day I wanted to throw up. Literally, every time I'd walk by the bathroom, I'd be like, maybe I need to go in there, because I was going, oh my gosh, what did I just do? I hope this works. But because of that shift in energy where I wasn't comfortable, it wasn't just a course that I was going to set on my shelf and maybe pick up next week or maybe 6 months down the road. I literally was like, I got to do this.
You're invested, right? You really spent the money. You're all in.
I think it makes a huge difference. So if you're really ready to go, you're ready to turn 2017 into a completely different story, you're not going to find six-figure success from not holding your foot to the fire on like a little mini program or a mini course. Now it can help you, but it's not going to create that massive success. So if that's the point, if that's what you're looking for, you've got to go do it.
So, okay, there's so many places and people to invest in specifically on your next launch, right? So would you, like, who would be the top three people or three software programs, or what do we need to really have our focus on? And maybe it's brand, maybe, you know, whatever that might be. Fill us in on something like that.
Oh, man. If I were to say, it would be three things. I mean, I really upped my game when I went from using like a landing page software, a email campaign service. I had it all spread out. I was juggling it. Yeah. I had one VA at the time, but it was just kind of like do this, do that. And there was all these moving parts. So I decided, you know, to really make that run for, you know, at about six figure success, going to multiple six figures, I knew I was going to have a robust system that was going to be able to do everything for me. So that's when I decided to upgrade and go to Entreport. So that was a huge part of my launch. You know, I had tons of email sequences, you know, opt-ins and webinars. I was looking at, you know, the metrics and the statistics of open rates of different things. And I had it all in one place. So I definitely highly recommend that. So if you're ready to look at scaling your business quickly and you're really going all in, I would say that's a huge thing to invest in. As well as probably somebody on your team that is just your go-to person. You know, your person that you communicate with daily, you're like passing stuff off to them all the time as you think about it. You really need, I wouldn't necessarily say a full-time person, but when I say go-to, like they're working for you a chunk of hours every single week. They know your brand. They know your voice. They know what you're doing. That is super important. So I would definitely invest there. And then the other thing, you know, whether you're working with a coach or a copywriting coach or somebody really to dial in your launch process, right? So I love my copywriter that I work with, but I also love that I had a proven like launch strategy that I was going to follow. So it wasn't just me going, oh, do I feel like doing this today or feel like doing this today? Like, before the whole process started, I had it all laid out. So working with a high-level coach that's created that success already that can show you what to do, or you know, somebody that you're going to hire, and you're going to have to invest some money if you're going to have it done for you. But either way, to really, you know, I guess tackle the beast of the six-figure launch, you probably need those three things.
Yeah. And the go-to person is really key. And you're right. It doesn't have to be full-time. It could be starting 5 hours a week, minimal, right? But you'll want to keep increasing their hours as time goes, because you're going, wow, she's getting so much done. I can focus on this. So I do agree with that for sure. I think finding somebody that is really key to your success is having that kind of go-to person. Now, what's really great about that is before that person comes along, you feel like you have to work nonstop. So you can't even take a break to go, you know, watch your kids do something or go play with them, because you feel this sense of, I've got to get back to work. But when you have this go-to person in play, you can actually go and assign them something to do while you go and do this. And you can be like, rest assured that things are moving along in your business, even though you're not doing anything specifically at that moment in time. And that's an amazing feeling.
It totally is. And starting 2017, I actually took like a inventory of that and said, as great as that was to have a go-to person, that actually needs to be four people. So my goal for 2017 to scale from multiple six figures or a quarter of a million, you know, to $1 million business, it's really having, you know, multiplying that person and having somebody's expertise. So even kind of, you know, making one person's specific niche of what they're amazing at and their zone of genius, stay in their zone of genius instead of making one girl like you know, the one-hit wonder, you know, or the girl who does it all, right?
And they say, like, that doesn't exist. Like, a general virtual assistant doesn't exist, what we think that even means. There's many, many different pieces that they're outsourcing to, right? So you can't think you're going to hire one person and they're going to do everything.
Right, absolutely.
Now, okay, you had this huge six-figure launch. All this money comes in, but we aren't just, like, blowing it. I know you and I, like, we're going, where can we stick this money next? Like, where can we spend it? So let's break down a little bit. What are you going to be investing that in? I'm sure you've spent a lot of it already trying to build up for 2017. So fill us in with those details. And nothing too specific, but just, like, what should you be doing now that you have all this money coming in?
Right. So I actually had what a lot of people considered as a great website. To me, it was lacking a lot, right? Okay. So clients of mine would go to the website. They would like what they saw. They were like, your website's beautiful. And on the inside, I was envisioning so much bigger, so much better. So throughout the last 3 months, I have had somebody build out a full custom site with all the things exactly like how I want it. So definitely you're investing, you know, not what you did, whether you DIY your first site or whether you have, you know, maybe somebody who's, you know, starting out or something that you can afford in the beginning. That's not the site that you still want to put out there when you have this multiple six-figure brand. So that was the first thing. I started really honing in on what my dream website would be, started investing in that. I traveled to a destination that I wanted to have kind of like a dream photo shoot that I could incorporate into my brand. So to think that that's not a business expense, it totally was, even though it was an amazing vacation. But it was a part of where I feel my best, where I feel at home. And, you know, that's around the beach, even though I don't live there. I live in Dallas, Texas, nowhere near water. But it's a place where, like, I've incorporated that into my brand and, you know, what I love to do, because that actually is a part of your brand. So we did that. I've invested into, you know, my copywriter, building out multiple sales funnels that we're going to be, you know, rolling out in 2017 through Facebook ads and other types of marketing. That really, really takes weeks and months to create. So, you know, it's not as simple as just sitting down at your computer and writing a few emails. There's a huge process behind that. A lot of work, a lot of pages had to be created and all of that. So I've invested a lot of time into that, as well as really growing and expanding my team. You know, I have somebody specifically that just runs my Instagram, and she's an absolute Insta guru, right?
Right.
So instead of having my one VA running all my social media platforms, when, you know, maybe they don't have all that knowledge, like I was just feeding them like a little workbook of Instagram. Now I have this girl who's got, you know, thousands and thousands of followers. She's engaging with my people every day on Instagram. And just in the last 2 months have, you know, exploded my following there. So I've really niched down into hiring experts in different, you know, divisions of my business that I really want to focus on this next year.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And for us, we have to think of, we just need somebody to manage all of these people, right? It doesn't have to be one person for all social media. Usually they have their favorite. So why not let them be amazing at their favorite one, and we find other people for those? As long as you have that manager in place to keep operations running, you don't have to think about it, right? You don't even have to be their go-to person going back and forth, when somebody else could be looking at it going completely on brand. This, it looks exactly how we want to have it. And it works.
So I actually did bring on, hired an online business manager. So we have these team meetings and this, you know, Trello and all the stuff that's always going, that I know I can check on at any time and know who's doing what they've got done. And so that was also something that, you know, I felt, I'm not a multitasker and I can't manage what everybody's doing all at once and be my best self and show up and be present, as well as being a mom.
Yeah.
So somebody whose main job is project management, and they can, like, they're literally gifted and talented at the brain that has, like, files, and they can keep track of it all. So bringing that person onto my team, you know, helps me a lot to be able to, you know, go to sleep at night, focusing on my zone of genius, wake up on my zone of genius and all of that. So,
yeah. So it's so funny, because in my brick and mortar business, I have, there's 40 people, so it's crazy, but I have one person who manages, one person who manages the managers, who manages everybody else, right? So the best part about it is that person doesn't really need to be managed. They are so good at it that I don't have to worry, are they getting their stuff done? And that's the kind of person you need to come in to bring in for operations and things like that.
So for sure, it's almost like people like disconnect. If you've owned some sort of business before and an online business, you go, oh, you know, I can do all this just because you know how to do it. You have this, you know, oh, I should do it. Well, before you didn't do that, you weren't at your store opening it every single day, closing it every single day, right? Mm-hmm. I had somebody managing my business. You know, I could go on vacation and know that they were going to take care of things. And so in our online business, we need to build that same infrastructure. And, you know, scaling that as your business grows is essential. So, yeah. You know, yes, you're not going to have this huge launch and like take your family to Italy for 3 months or something, you know, although you could, because you're going to, you know, be investing and growing that and scaling that according to your income and what your team really needs to look like.
Great. So tell us what your launch, or I should say your launch plan, your launch calendar for the year. Like, what are we going to see from you? What should we be expecting? What's your next launch going to look like?
Awesome. So that's a great question. So for 2017, I'm going to really specifically focus on just offering three things. So people can work with me three different ways. They can join the Mompreneur Mastermind, which is going to be a 12-month long program. We're going to be having one live call every single month. It's all about goal setting, achieving what you want to, as well as it's going to include a membership site. So I'm going to have 6 and 7 figure income earners, successful people, really teaching what they do best.
Yeah.
So we're going to have guest experts, as well as some, you know, mini programs that I'm going to be teaching within the course of those 12 months. I'm also going to be releasing Born to Stand Out as an always evergreen program.
And
what I
mean
by that is, instead of us launching and us all going through the process together with the participants, this program is always going to be open, and I'm going to be adding people into it every single month. And so they're going to go through the modules. They're going to have access to them whenever they need. So one person comes in and they're really wanting to focus on this. They can coach with me over those, you know, 12 weeks in Q&A by what they need, as opposed to us all trying to stay on course at the same time. Because I think everybody's business, you know, evolves and grows differently, and they need something different from me. So I'm super excited about the business model that I'm creating for Born to Stand Out. It's a little bit different than, you know, what a lot of people are doing online, but I feel like it's in service to my clients the most. That program open, I'm always going to be pouring into helping you create your visual brand, as well as the mindset behind launching a brand and everything that's included in that program. And then the third way that clients can work with me is either privately or through what I call a VIP intensive. So I've worked with some real go-getters. You are very similar to that personality of that person who wants to get it done, and they wanted to get it done tomorrow.
Right? Oh, I would say, right, immediately. Like, we don't have time to wait for 3 months. Like, just tell us what we need to do, and we'll get it done.
So the VIP intensive is going to be for that client. They're ready to put their gas all the way down, you know, pedal all the way down, and they're ready to really get it done. So we're going to dive into like a 12-hour intensive of coaching, what I would have separated into, you know, 12 weeks and all this stuff, and really attack it all at once. So I will either be working with clients privately through, you know, coaching, which will be a very, very few select group of people. The VIP intensives, very limited to how many I can take each month. And so that will be the only other way that you can really work with me are those three things. So wherever somebody fits, you know, whatever's a good fit for them, it's going to be, you know, one of those three tiers.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. And that's the thing is, there's so many people that follow you that they're probably are leaning towards one or the other, right? It's not like they're looking at that going, oh, I would do any of those. They're a certain type of person that wants it in a certain way. So I think that's a great idea.
Cool.
Great. Well, Natalie, this has been so amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Where can my listeners find more about you? Like, where is a go-to place to find you online?
Awesome. So within the next probably 7 or 8 days, the new NatalieSorensen.com will be released.
Perfect.
So everybody should definitely check that out.
Okay.
The Mompreneur Club is my Facebook community. I do Facebook Lives and do different things there. I have a few webinars that are going to be coming out really soon, master classes on some of my different topics that I'm most passionate about. And those always fill up really, really quickly. So that's definitely the place to, you know, to find your seat there is definitely in the Facebook group. But definitely check out the new website.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being here. Congrats on your success this past year. It's unbelievable. And I can't wait to see what's to come because I know there's big, big things in store for you.
Thanks for having me, Stacey. It was lots of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And before you go, I want to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to check out their services. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/herempire. Again, that's audibletrial.com/herempire for your free trial today. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.